What's that song?
I'm kind of glad I got Kibasi. Yeah. Yeah. I
wouldn't have
been able
to play this.
Right. Well, we got Hennessy song too.
That's a Kibasi.
Yeah. You gonna tell that, brother? That's a Kibasi. Yeah. Everybody singing now.
That's a
Kibasi. Yeah. Everybody singing now.
That's a Kibasi.
Woo! Yeah, I'm passing the Kibasi to my boy Tron. Happy Kwanzaa, y'all. Celebrating Kwanzaa with like the first black dude.
Yeah.
The Hey Wu Wang podcast. No, for real though.
Oh man.
I've had the half black, half white, but you don't count, bro.
I'm a real brother. Real nigga. East Baltimore.
East Baltimore is no joke. I had a homie from East Baltimore.
Yeah.
I met him on a bus.
Yeah.
He's like, he said he was out, he got shot 5 times in East Baltimore, relocated to get away from the violence,
and got shot again.
In USC.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like, bro, you just went to one worse to the...
another hood, yeah.
The worst, it's the same shit.
Yeah, yeah.
USC, bro. Right. Like, that area is fucking...
Crazy, man.
Right?
Yeah. If you want to get out the hood, you definitely got to stay away from all the crazy shit. But it's hard when you got good energy, you know what I mean? When you got good energy, you know, everybody attracts you, come towards you.
Yeah.
And, you know, being from the ghetto...
So, are you born East Baltimore?
Born, raised.
Sometimes, like, I can hear your accent, yeah. And then, like... Are you British and shit? Sometimes you'd be like pronouncing shit. It's like,
nah, so we like say a, like two dude,
like two, yeah, like that.
That's
shit.
That's a inner city accent.
Inner city accent.
Yeah, it's Baltimore. Like okay. When you talk to somebody from Baltimore, and you talk to somebody from Baltimore County, they sound totally different. Like DC is only 40 minutes away from us. They sound totally different. Baltimore accent is just Baltimore. I live in 6 different states, and I still got the accent, but it only come out, you know, when I'm super drunk or. You know, I'm around my Baltimoreans or whatever, you know what I mean? Or my hood niggas, whatever. It comes out. But yeah, man, the accent is real.
So I have a fucking confession to make. I've had 2 out-of-state arrests.
Yeah.
And one of them was in Ann Arbor.
Oh, shit.
So, that's, you know, I got profiled, bro. Yeah. So I was in town for a tattoo show.
Yeah.
And at night, me and my girl were just exploring.
Right.
My friend, one of my best friends I travel with, you know, had the hoodie on.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, we were just driving down a fucking cornfield road and shit.
Cornfield? You definitely in Baltimore County.
Yeah. So real, like, we knew we were out of the city.
Right.
Because the city was a little gnarly too, man. Like, I tried going out at night.
Yeah.
And I already got a little, like, I skated back home. Yeah, like, yeah. This might not be a fucking...
I don't think Baltimore City want to skate. You know what I mean?
Around,
like, you ain't skating around. You might ride a dirt bike through that motherfucker, but you ain't skating.
Just not be walking around, period.
It's crazy out there. Because, like, all right, so Baltimore, I love my hometown, but literally Baltimore is black and white and Asian. So, you know, all the yaks or, you know, the convenient, like the Chinese restaurants are Asians.
Yeah.
The white people, they got their own little ghetto, and they ghetto as fuck, and then you got black people, and literally like our mayor black, the commissioner black, everybody is black, white, and Asian. That's it.
Right.
Hispanics is like a small population. So when I brought my wife back to Baltimore, we in the hood chilling, dudes walking to my wife like, damn, what's up, love? Who are you with? I'm with Tron. Yo, shorty exotic. They think she exotic because there ain't no really Mexicans like that. My wife Mexican and white. So, you know, she got a different little look to her and shit, but it's really black, white, and Asian in Baltimore. That's it.
It's crazy because, like, I've been going to Baltimore every year for the past 8 years.
Ooh.
So every year I'm there at least one time.
You getting crab cakes?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Costasin. I don't care what anybody says. They're off the – I don't know exactly what town, but I think they got the best crab cake. They try to trap me and take me to Moe's, right?
When Moe's is shit, though. Moe good.
I went to some I forgot the names, dude. Those ones.
Was it one on Bel Air Road?
Well, Moe's, nah,
no. Moe's not on Bel Air Road, but you got Moe's downtown, right, and you got Moe's in Towson. But
no lie, truth be told, the crab cake to Maryland is the fucking Philly cheese hot dog of Philly. It's the fucking taco Philly of LA. Steak. Yeah, the Philly cheese steak. Yeah. It's like tacos to LA. Yeah,
we home of the blue crab.
The crab cake is stupid.
Amazing. It's like a half a baseball.
It's like a big fucking, like, the shit you eat here, it's right. not a crab cake.
Oh, no, it's
crab
not crab cake.
It's
unless
not
you
crab
have
cake, bro. Trust
you only get real crab cakes if you go to Baltimore, you come to my house. I really, I get the crab cake.
You get the, so make, you make some dope crab cakes?
Yeah, I make a lot of seafood.
So do you make crab cakes now?
Yeah,
Maryland
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah.
But does it count?
Yeah, it do count because I get the crab meat shipped here.
Oh,
my mom's sent,
okay.
My mom's sent it out
yeah,
here.
That's what's
you know
up.
What I mean?
All right,
yeah, yeah.
All right. You get the water from there too for
man,
the dough and shit?
All that shit. No, that's pizza, though. That's pizza. I fucking with you. But, so we about to get a food truck or maybe a restaurant. We thinking about it right now. My mom over here in a couple of days. And
wait,
gonna,
like literally like here now. We're
gonna bring Baltimore food.
I love
to
that
Cala
shit.
Fucking fornia,
oh
dog.
Oh my god.
Oh god, yeah. We
that's
doing
done.
It.
It's
we
done,
doing
Dada,
it.
Dude.
We doing it.
Yo, shout out to Baltimore. Yeah. I seriously had the best. Believe it or not, dude, when I travel, bro, I'm not a fucking tourist. I do my research.
You gotta hit the cities. Me too.
I was when I went to Baltimore every year, I try to find new shit. So I was going to like different skate parks. I mean, that's why I got arrested because someone gave me weed at a convention.
You had it on,
yeah, and it was a little weed, bro. Yeah. It's like if you're gonna take me in, bro, at least get me for a half ounce
right.
or some shit. They got me for a nickel, bro.
Yeah, and the cops are there.
And a fucking SpongeBob pipe and shit.
Oh my god!
Like it was the gayest arrest ever, bro.
Yo, that's funny. That's funny because I got
and that was scary as fuck, dude. Going to like being in another state.
Was it Illinois? You
the they junkies? Got me in the oh, there was a girl next to me that was screaming all night that she was on her period and she had threatened to fucking bleed the place out and shit. And I literally,
city,
bro, I'm in jail all fucking night, and I had to wake up and go to work the next day.
That's fucked.
So I literally went from jail to the convention, no sleep, no nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they took me to the DA's office at 5 a.m.
Yeah, the commissioner.
And then they just dropped me off right there by that fucking clock in the middle of the
It's funny because the commissioner worked at Walmart. Well, back in the days, he worked at Walmart. So
wait, who?
The commissioner. You guys see the commissioner get your bail. Your bail.
Oh, he worked at Walmart?
The motherfucker worked at Walmart. Yeah, he's a manager over there.
So, like, would you try to get, like, getting good with him at Walmart?
Nah,
and shit?
We ain't fuck with him. The streets run Baltimore, man. The streets run Baltimore.
So did you grow up with shit like mad violent?
Yeah,
in a gang.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no gangs in Baltimore. We represent neighborhoods and streets and shit like that. You know what I mean? But we all just, you know, we you put in a situation as a young person, and basically, you try to make the good out of what you got. And that's growing up in any ghetto in America or any country. You try to make the best out of what
you
have.
Make the best of
what and you have. Through that, making the best, you get put in situations that turn shit violent.
Right.
I can remember the first time.
I'm looking at that scar. Was that from violence and shit right there?
Yeah, motherfucker cut me on a basketball court.
Yeah,
this was
this
like
dude right
2 weeks
here.
Ago.
Oh, okay. That wasn't
a watch. This is an Android watch. This just happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That looks like some shit like
it's
that.
It's deep.
You know?
Yeah, it's
you
an
got
Android
robbed
watch.
And
he cut me right here first. I said, take your watch off. Then he cut me right here. But
wait, you got, like, recently someone
yeah, this
you?
Was 3
like,
weeks
they
ago.
They tried to stab you.
No. Fuck, come on. No. Hell no. I ain't
that
know
looks
no
like
more.
A fucking stab,
I know,
bro.
You bet. So I'm playing ball.
Okay.
At LA Fitness. And a motherfucker, he worked there. I ain't going to say his name. He cool guy. He
so this was on accident. That was an accident.
No, it's not. Because he nicked this. He did this one. I was like, yo, take your watch off.
Okay.
Man, watch ain't going to hurt you, bro. And next play, rip. He ripped all this open.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so, but now I got scars on me and shit. But look, so, like I said, you got to make the best out of every situation, and you get caught in situations, and it's been murders and different crimes going on forever. But I can remember as a child, they shut down the rec center, and then we walk in through alley and we found guns and shit like in a crate, and then next you know it, motherfuckers violent.
So. You could just find like guns on
well,
the street.
Somebody like, put them out there.
Yeah, so it's like that.
Yeah, it's like that. It's bad. Yeah.
So did you lose a lot of homies growing
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I lost a lot of homies. Yeah.
Like a lot of guns. A lot of people got killed and shit.
All murders. No, maybe one car accident and the rest murders.
Cause you, when you think Baltimore, you think, you know, I don't want to say this fucking cause every idiot goes The Wire.
Yeah,
you know,
the Wire,
but that shit's the realness, right?
Yeah, it's about my family. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that.
Stringer Bell, my godfather. You know what
so,
I mean? Yeah.
So you, so trying to mention that The Wire was loosely based on your life or family.
Well, no,
or?
Not my life. The Wire is about like my pops and their era. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the era of how they grew up and all that.
And
shit.
And so that's what they capture that time.
Yeah, they capture that time frame, but now it's the magnitude of that lifestyle is like times 20. It's bad right now.
Is it really that bad right now?
Yeah, it's bad right now. Yeah.
I guess where I was at, maybe it wasn't. I was in the city.
No, you was in the county.
I was by Baltimore Convention Center.
You was downtown.
Yeah, I was downtown. I was by the power plant.
Yeah, the power plant. Downtown is always, it's violent, but downtown is the split between and east and actually, west.
Dude, there was so many dope spots to skate on the ship harbor. Yeah.
Downtown is fire, but being from where I'm from, we don't really go downtown. We from out hood.
Damn, I should have worn. I have this Baltimore. I have like a shitload of Baltimore shirts and shit. Yeah,
you got some Ravens jerseys and all.
No. I got like original art from the test. So what they have is Natty Bo.
Yeah,
with a crab over it.
Natty Bo.
And to be honest, for me, I feel like Natty Bo is like the dopest logo.
Oh yeah, it's super dope.
Oh shit, dude, I gotta hold on. Go ahead. I'm gonna show you something right here.
Go ahead,
guys. I'm leaving right now just to show Tron. I'll put this hoodie on right now, dude. Where are we at, homie? Look at this shit.
That's that. Yeah. Utz.
Bo, look at that.
You had the Utz. Look, you had Obey Utz. You had them yet?
With the Baltimore script.
Yeah, the Utz. Yeah, the Obey Utz. Utz chips. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm putting on my Baltimore.
You supposed to have that on to walk that head, though, man.
Dude, I wasn't even thinking. Yeah, you bro. Had I was too like, heartbroken.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's all good.
We're gonna talk about that. There we go.
Yeah, yo, I see one of the illest tattoos of my life. So it's Natty Bo, Utz, and then it's the Ravens joint in the Baltimore Orioles, all in one tattoo. It was fucking fire. But I'm not a Ravens, I'm Eagles Bird Gang. You feel me?
Yeah, Philly. Bird Gang. Shout out to my best friend Erica. My best friend's from Philly.
Yeah, tell her come to the heart, man. So, I'm the biggest Eagles group in California.
I've always said it, man. I have an East Coast mindset.
Yeah, you do.
But I'm living on the West Coast because, you know, the people I've always gravitated towards were like good shit talkers.
Yeah, yeah.
I love people that knew how to talk good shit, tell good stories. Yeah. And most of these motherfuckers were from the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were the best complainers.
Yeah,
bro.
And it's
when
like
it comes to complaining.
Yeah.
And doing it good. Like, right. Like, really, like, breaking someone down.
Right. You fuck your mind up. You're like, did I really fuck up?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Like, yeah. They knew how to talk some shit. Yeah. Man.
It's crazy because, like, Adam Sandler got a new journal.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. Fucking fire.
Fire. But yo, fire. I was mad because, dude, Uncut Gems, fire.
Fire.
I went on the little, they had an ad right on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Everyone, trash. Audience review.
What?
46%.
What?
93% Rotten Tomatoes, 46%.
No way.
Yeah. Trash. Bitch, what do you
mean?
That's
not trash.
That shit had me going.
That shit, had me on the edge too. And that shit,
I was like, fire. That's a good movie.
Fire. And it's fire. Real though, because if you met anybody that's a hustler or jeweler, they don't stop hustling until the fucking day they die, bro.
Yeah.
And that's facts. That's me. That's you. We
and
hustlers.
even
on,
at
man.
The end, like when I don't want to give spoiler alert, but I felt like that dude was serious.
Man, come on, man.
And he kept fucking with homie.
Come on, man.
You know which one I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I know
you're talking about. The one that, like, shoulder
checked. Yeah, come on, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit is real, though. That's how I grew up.
So he ends up fucking robbing both of them and
right,
shit.
Right.
Damn.
And I kind of thought the guy that was in the hotel with the chick and the money, I thought it was his dad undercover, but it wasn't. Because he looked kind of funny looking.
Yeah.
But I kind of think that was his dad, but we're going to leave that alone.
And also, like,
but it's a true story,
so,
though.
So, like, having that girl, too, on the side, like, it reminded me of the girl I was dating because I was like, she was so ride or die. Like,
ride or
like,
die.
You know what I mean?
She love you. You know what I mean?
She was younger, but he just he had her like that, and it was, like, relatable and shit. Like,
man. Yeah. Like, so, you know, it happens, but. That's where I'm from.
Do you think it's Oscar worthy, like what people were saying?
Fuck yeah. Adam Sandler is known for comedy.
Right.
He's a comedic actor. And
I feel like he needs his Jamie Foxx moment and shit. You know,
his Denzel moment. And at the end of the day, not shitting on Jamie, but Denzel, you know, up the top tier. But what I'm saying is, yo, Adam Sandler, one thing I like about him, he put all his homies on.
Yeah.
All the motherfuckers in the movies he in is people he grew up with.
Yeah.
His friends. And we got to start doing more of that. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the black communities.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the Asian communities. Y'all might got a little bit easy, but in the black communities, if you're funny than a motherfucker, they won't put you on the show. If you...
They don't want you to outshine.
Right. But you can't stop my shine. Everybody got a spotlight on them every day.
I know exactly how that is.
You cannot do that.
You can't. That's why, like, my dad has always said, you know, do you? Because at the end of the day, a diamond is going to shine regardless, bro. And if you're a threat, then you're a threat.
Right. It's always an elephant in the room.
Stay out of harm's way, you know? Like,
it's always an elephant in the room. And guess who's the elephant? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, it's real. But everybody on this planet, I don't give a fuck what you do with your life, yo. You got a spotlight on you. If you want to let it shine bigger, go for it. Don't hold yourself back. Don't fucking fall for a 9 to 5 when that's not really what you like. If you don't like waking up early in the morning, you go to work all grudgy and mean and ugly to everybody, don't fucking go.
But this is, dude, it's crazy because I was saying this today about our discussion earlier.
Yeah.
You know, in simplest terms, when we had our last, I just said, why do you want to be in something you're not happy in?
Because it's forced. Because
sometimes, but what's sad is like, that's, and I can't get mad because that's life.
Yeah, it's life.
I'd say if you ask people, are you happy in your marriage? Are you happy in your job? We took a fucking poll.
Yeah.
We would get a 70-30, I think.
All day long.
Of negative versus positive.
Right. But like I told you earlier, I tell everybody, I'm happily married.
Yeah.
I don't have no complaints about my wife. Like, my wife just gave me 2 beautiful children.
Okay. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Just had these kids.
Yeah, yeah. I got 2 under 2 recently. Yeah.
1 and a girl.
Yeah, one is a boy. He's about to be 2 next month on the 7th. And then
2 years old?
He's going to be 2 years old. And okay. Then Emery going to be 4 months.
And that's your girl?
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah, Emery. Yeah. So TJ and Emery.
So congrats to you. You're a new father.
New father. I love it. I mean, we go through ups and downs.
So tell me about that transition of going from
single and...
Single comic.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge deal. Like, comedians, you know, we're kind of like... We're that guy, you know, in high school that didn't give a fuck, you know?
We never gave a fuck.
We were the ones that you probably thought, like, we'd either get expelled or go to jail and shit.
Right. We got in trouble. I got a lot of trouble.
I
used to draw people in the book.
I mean, not all comedians, but some people that are like...
Yeah.
But, and then for you to, like, you know, go from this, like, you know, this free lifestyle to manning up and... I mean, was that a decision you wanted to do to have kids?
You know what's crazy about that? All my friends who's alive that I grew up with, I'm the only one married. Out of Baltimore, my friends.
Because they're all dead. They're all dead.
Well, most of them. Yeah, they all got true. Killed. Rest their souls, man. But the other ones are still living.
It's like a saw and shit. Like you got out.
Yeah. I got out, man. Basketball saved me. Like when we was going through the shit that we was going through, I always looked up and seen, you know, airplanes and like, yo, I'm gonna get on that plane one day, not knowing where the fuck was going.
So how long are you in Baltimore before you dip? Like 20 years?
Yeah. No. 18 years. I played D1, but I had a D1 scholarship. So
you came out here for?
I went to school in Iowa.
Okay.
So I went to school in Iowa. Got
so what's a D1 shit. Scholarship for people that don't know?
Oh, when you athletic,
is that like
you get a
level?
Full ride?
Yeah. Okay, fuck
that's
yeah.
That's the biggest division.
That's
of basketball.
What's good, baby.
So you got D1, you got the NBA. Yeah, I was that. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're
I still
on,
ball. Yeah.
So you're on your way to the NBA.
No, I was in college. I went to school in Iowa. I'm not gonna say the school. Fuck that school.
But you can still ball up.
I still ball up to this day. I'm playing tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Okay. Are you in like a pro league or?
No, I'm not in a pro league. My profession is comedy. You know what I mean? But I still ball just to keep my cardio, keep staying in shape.
Yeah, that's like how I skate.
Yeah. So we had our hoop dreams, you know, our skateboard dreams. You know, it didn't pan out the way we wanted to pan out, but shit, we still living.
It's funny too when I see dudes who do comedy and like have a passion for a sport.
Yeah.
I relate to that dude.
Yeah.
Like that's no matter what is that. When you have a passion in like an activity, people don't know how lucky you are to have that.
You gifted
because you know, as sad and fucking bad as I ever get, by the time I'm 3 shows in and 2 tricks later, I'm over it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because I have an escape.
Exactly.
And I feel like when people don't have an escape. That's when the suicide comes in. That's when
the problems come in. Yeah.
Because I think about all these people that kill themselves, right? Like Bourdain, and I'm almost thinking like if that dude was a good skater, he loves skating, dude. Like I wonder if he would kill himself.
Right.
Like
because even as ex athletes and professional comedians, we get bored. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what you gonna do when you get bored? You gotta talk to somebody, and it's nothing. Nobody better to talk to besides your family, your wife. Or your kids. My kids keep me youthful. My kids keep me active, keep me moving. Because, you know, we all, as people, we all got thoughts. And I'm not saying suicidal
thoughts. Like that hole over there or like a thought?
Well, you can have a thought like, yeah, that thought over there. But I'm just saying thoughts like, damn, dude, am I doing the right thing? We always question ourselves. But even when I, you know, play sports, well, I still play sports, but we always question ourselves.
So, okay, you go to Iowa with the full D1 ride.
Yeah.
And now do you think like next step is NBA? Like where does comedy
that was the goal.
What happened?
I got hit with some racism at school. White girl got smacked. I was at the party. I didn't hit her. I wasn't even on the same floor. Because I'm the point guard, mastermind type shit.
So you got some Allen Iverson shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also got the Bone Alley fight. Yeah. But I got, you know, I heard you on Tell Smacking White Women, and I didn't smack a motherfucker. So
you just were guilty by association.
Yeah, exactly. I never smacked anybody
and
in my
life.
You
lost no your female. Fucking.
Yeah, I got redshirted. I lost my scholarship.
Oh, that's some bullshit. You didn't do anything.
Well, my family, they did some things to get me out the papers and all that shit. They, you know, put up a little bread and wrote some shit, whatever. But lost that junk, then. Went back home, got re-recruited to another school in upscale in the Fishkill, mm-hmm. New York, whatever, and played in a couple of Nike tournaments and Reebok All-Star tournaments and all this other shit. And then that coach got fired for doing some bullshit. And then, hey, I went back home, met this white dude. He said, man, you're a great promoter, and he gave me a nightclub.
And he started doing comedy there?
No, well, I just had a nightclub. I ain't doing no comedy, but I made everybody have a good time. You know what I mean? I was on the mic. So
always had a personality.
Yeah, so I was always on the mic and shit. So yeah, kind of not really stand up, but you know, just getting everybody hyped up. And
yeah,
shit.
Were you ever like, are you stage shy and shit? Like,
no, I wasn't. Just I was so busy making other people rich and putting other people on that it took me to find who I'm with now to really figure out who I was all those years. Mm-hmm. If you get my drift with that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you already successful at a young age and you attract people that just want to be around you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And those people, they some hurt you and some help you. Okay. But the ones who help don't even have help from somebody else that's bigger than them. So I never even knew what a mentor was when I had a nightclub. I never knew
who. You owned one or you ran one or
I was all right. So when it comes to ownership. Like, own the building, I had a lease.
Okay.
But it was my club.
You ran the club?
No. It was my club, my parties, my DJs. I pay for bartend, everything.
So where?
But I had a lease. When I talk ownership.
So now this is where? In LA?
In Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah. Off of Boston Street.
So you were like an entrepreneur.
I was a club owner, yeah. Yeah.
That's
so,
what's up.
Okay. So, but my thing is when it comes to ownership, it's like my car I got now, the car outside, the Volkswagen. I just got it.
Yeah.
We paying payments on it. I don't tell you I own that because I haven't paid it off yet. But if I drop my GMC here or my old school ZX, I own those cars. So if I got a lease or rent or mortgage, I don't own that yet.
So do you have a side hustle right now?
No, my all my shit is comedy. Yeah. Comedy, that's it. Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah. So I make my bread and butter.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So
they like me a little bit out here, I guess.
So
I love y'all back though.
So at the nightclub thing, so then is that where you like first started comedy? Like,
no, I didn't start comedy there, but I was writing for comedians. Yeah, but I was writing for comedians and they won a couple of awards and all this other shit. I was that guy. I don't know what the fuck I was on. I should have been started like back in those days, but. I was so quick to put somebody else on. I wrote a couple of people jokes and all that shit, and they really was doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. But luckily, I got my wife. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah. Because she told me one time.
Did you meet your wife through comedy?
I met my wife on Hollywood and Holland walking back to my condo. And Raquel was like, everybody say you funny. You funny, everybody love you, all this energy, people just gravitate towards you, da 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 da. People call you a stand-up comedian, right? I was like, yeah. She was like, well, if you don't want to really make money out of it and get on that stage for real, I don't want to be with you no more. And she broke up with me. I swear to God, she broke up with me, and I was like, you know, fuck this. And I said, yo, come on, I'm going to do a show tonight. And went to an open mic, and I did it, and I killed it. And I never looked back, but... I literally been who I am my whole entire life. Mm-hmm. But I love people. I love seeing you win. And sometimes it fuck my sight up because I can't even see me winning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I always put a lot of effort in other people.
That's good. That means you're like a selfless person. You're not.
I'm very selfless, and that could be a problem, though. You're not a
hater. Well, no.
Now I got a family, so it might be a problem.
No, because at the end of the day, as long as like what you put before you is what matters, like the family,
right?
So you go out there, you do comedy because like at the end of the day, I want to provide for my family.
But I love the stage. I cheat on my wife with the stage.
Yeah, there we go. That's the best way of cheating.
Yeah, I cheat
because that's a cheating that you know she can't.
She gonna benefit.
She can benefit from. That's a good cheating.
I love the stage. Stage is my girl.
How long have we been on stage for now? Like,
shit, man. We've been on stage. Paid or just being on stage?
Just on stage.
Mm. I'm going to talk paid on stage. 4 years paid.
4 years paid. And then how much not paid? Whew. Like 10 years into it?
Yeah.
14 years?
I wouldn't say a straight 14 years. I wasn't like I was doing shows or open mics.
But most,
I'll probably go up there and just... Yo, my boy, like, yo, Tron here. I'm like, yo, yeah, that's a couple jokes and I get off stage. That don't really count. I'm talking about paid 4 years.
It's a great feeling because
how long you been?
I'm coming on my 10th year.
Nice.
And I remember when I first started,
uh-huh.
You know, people had talked about people going on and making careers out of it.
Yeah.
I just didn't even see
it. You ain't see it, right?
Fuck no. I was so clueless.
Yeah.
And the first 3 years, it was almost like, I had those two shows out the gate that were just like, and I thought like, fuck, I'm going to be the next superstar. Mm. You get humbled real fast because then you get thrown into the mix.
Yeah.
And then you realize you got to go through a lot of up and downs, man. Yeah. You got to figure out crowds. You got to figure out personalities. Mm-hmm. You got to do every show from A to Z.
Yeah.
And then you just got to get good enough to have someone pay you because you're funny.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, you know, and then. You know, it's like, at least with school, you get a degree.
Right.
I want to be a jeweler or some shit. I got to get some jewelry degree.
Some jewel shit.
You got to get a degree for shit.
Yeah.
That says, I could pay you.
Right.
There's no degree in comedy, bro.
None.
The degree is you go there, and I'm a booker, and I go, yo, can I get you for my next show?
Yeah.
I'm going to pay you, bro. Like, I think you can bring it. And then you build that you got to build that resume.
Right.
And, like, to be here and literally, like, do shows and, like, you know, you get a little money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking blessing.
It's a true blessing. Our degrees as comedians is basically, you know, getting awards, commercials, movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're in that top tier, you know, top 25 gross comedians, when you're getting that's our degrees, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a goal for me. So I'm definitely going to get up there. I'm not playing with you.
That's good.
I don't like 9-to-5s. I don't like having managers, supervisors, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a numbers guy. You know, I don't count pockets, but I definitely say,
well, if you can pay me
20, what the fuck you make?
Well, this is how I see it is like we get paid for 20 minutes.
Right.
And most of my comedy 20 minutes have been more than my fucking minimum wages. Yeah,
definitely.
You're getting paid 20 minutes.
Right.
You just got to do the math. How do I get that 20 minutes and that figure to that astronomical number?
Yeah.
And that's, you got to have a following.
You
know, I'm not ashamed of shit. Like, you know, one of the things I would get from girls sometimes is like, you're always on your phone. Well, who else is going to fucking... I just got paid to go to a fucking club.
Right.
And tell stories about my family.
Right.
I don't care what you say. I have to do this shit.
Right.
Are you going to do it? No. Right.
No, but and they complain, but when you definitely make it, now they're going to... They want to reap the benefits. That's what's wrong with people nowadays. Like, my wife is part of my team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My wife part of the management. She makes sure, you know, my shit lined up so when I, you know, go through what I gotta go through, my managers ain't gotta stress a lot. You know, so yeah, you gotta have people part of your team.
You gotta have a team too. How important is it to have a team?
It's very important, you know. it's easy to bust a nut, y'all. I mean, be real with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's easy to bust a nut. You can masturbate, whatever. You fucking dry hump the pillow. We don't give a fuck. But at the end of the day, you got to have somebody to say, you know what? Fuck the sex right now. Let's get rich. Let's get this money.
Yeah, you're distracted. You're distracted.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
You're distracted.
Stop bullshitting. Let's go.
Stop bullshitting.
It's go time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Radio supervisors like
9 to 5, man. No, I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, my whole life, even school, like, I was trying to explain this to someone the other day. I was like, there's schools meant for a certain person.
Yeah, definitely.
And I ain't mad. Like,
right. And them people, like, you know, them people, you know what I'm saying, like, they fucking, like, there's some different Anunnakis or some shit. You don't have to become somebody that you don't like. And the problem that's wrong with a lot of people is your parents push you to becoming somebody you don't like. You might not even like your parent, but since your dad is a doctor, you got to be a doctor.
Yeah.
When your mom's a lawyer, you got to be a lawyer.
Yeah, that is true.
You don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day,
it's like psychological and shit.
And this go back to you, bro. Like, yo, you love skateboarding. Tony Hawk, okay. Maybe he's not the first skateboarder. I don't know about that skateboarding. But what I'm saying is, yo, you seem like you can become successful just riding a skateboard.
Right.
And that shit clicked to you. And you just like, you know, fuck that. I'm doing that. Your parents might not agree, but hey.
And even with like success and shit, it's more like I enjoy this and I hate this.
Because it's more failure. Failure make you wake up.
Yeah, success, that's what I'm saying.
You go to sleep, your dick still hard when you wake up.
People are like, failure, oh, school's hard, studying is hard. I was like, a trick I fucking learned was way harder. Mm. I like hurt myself. I fucking screwed.
Right.
The trial and error of it and shit.
We don't have bad shows. We don't have great shows all the time. And we don't have bad shows all the time. But them bad shows, I can't sleep.
Nah, I can't sleep. Yeah.
It is what it is. But guess what?
It's like losing a game, bro.
Yeah.
You lost. But you took an L.
But
bro,
let me tell you something. That L is different when you think of it different. Because,
you know, the L is good.
The greatest basketball player to play basketball to this day is who? Michael Jordan, right?
Shout out to my fucking time. Oh, we got the same, what same do we have?
Plaque. The we Mike have, Jordan we got plaque.
The Mike Jordan plaque. The one.
Hey,
with,
my guy.
Is that upper deck, bro? The upper deck?
Yeah, upper deck. Yeah.
It's the one that he's dribbling. He's got the slam from the free throw line.
Yeah. The dunk contest.
Yeah, man.
But let me tell you something. Mike Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, but he missed more shots than he ever made. But nobody see that point, that aside.
Yeah, it's the same shit for anything, bro.
It's all about timing.
Like, every time I see, like, people I like that are great, mm-hmm. I just think about, like, when you were at my level mm-hmm. and shit. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think about what it takes to get to that other level.
Right. At one point in my life when I was soul-seeking, you know, and it's real. This before the stand-up comedy, I probably was, like, I don't know, it was, like, 22. I used to talk to homeless people, you know, and I'm like, what you want to do in life? And they told me,
but these motherfuckers had dreams, right?
Everybody got a dream. Everybody got a dream, yo. You talk to the real can give you the real.
Yeah, the dream, but something happened between that and that dream to land them at that, you know, Arco and shit.
You know what I mean? It's that drug or that addiction. Or maybe just that, I don't give a fuck. Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know.
It is.
You never know what drives you.
Like today, dude, I saw something. I was like, hella, I don't give a fuck moment, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen in my backyard. So I go to the skate park. And I know there's a bunch of skaters there. And there's one guy who comes in. He's got that chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know? And then today I walk in and now it's getting violent, you know, because it's like all the guys at the park. It's kind of like when you go to the basketball court. You got the homies on the bleachers.
Yeah.
And you got your boys shooting jump shots.
That's me shooting jump
shots. Now, this dude is just.
Yeah.
Just gladiating everybody at the bleachers. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. And this dude is. He's just F you, you know, this.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Drop it. M-bombs. Every second. This dude's M-bomb. Fuck you, dude. Man, suck my dick. You know that whole shit?
Yeah.
And the guy's Mexican, bro. So I'm sitting there like, yo. I'm just sitting there like, you know, he's just like, you know, hating on it. Like, and I go, whoa, this is not where This isn't where skating takes place.
Right, 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 right.
This is where we're here to skate. Like,
yeah, and just, you know. Just,
fuck you, bitch. Suck on my dick, nigga. Like, everything on, was man. A nigga, nigga. And I'm just like, dude, you're Mexican, bro.
Right.
Like, look in the mirror, bro. There is no black people here smack your ass.
In sight, though. In sight, though.
You didn't even earn that word.
But, you know, that's where we at, though. That's where we at, society, man. Everybody.
So what's your take on that? Because even as a, and look, I'm not, I'm just repeating shit, whether or not it's offensive. I listen to fucking, you know, I listen to rap my whole life and shit. But, like, when I worked at the school.
Let me stop you, yo.
Yo, what's
up? Listen, Doc. You can say any word you want to say. It don't affect me because I ain't no nigga. I'm a real nigga. You feel me? So at the end of the day, I don't give a shit about what anybody say, but it's funny how people, when you say the word nigga, are you saying it to a black person or are you saying it to make yourself tough?
Your homies.
Yeah, or you send it to your homies.
For example, at the school I worked at Huntington Park. I was doing, teaching kids how to skate.
Yeah.
Everyone is, what's up, nigga? Fuck you, nigga. What's up, my nigga? Like, everything was that, right? All day long. And there was four black administrators.
Yeah.
And they all complained to the school.
Yeah.
Like, yo, just to remind you all.
Yeah.
There is no black kid. Like, there is no.
Yeah, yeah.
They were getting offended because it was overly used.
Yeah, because, you know, people use it as
Hispanic.
Yeah, because they use it as a term now, a terminology, and they even never met a real nigga in their life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To even say that type of shit. Now, like,
do they get a pass, though?
I can't give no passes out. I can't.
Cause
all my passes gone. All my homies dead. I can't give no passes.
Cause I'm just wondering, like, it's like if like a bunch of white dudes, like, man, fuck your chink ass, man.
Y'all gonna smash
my fucking nipple? You know?
You gonna smash? Y'all gonna smash on
him? Man, shut your gook ass so, up. It's like yo, bro, you
hey, guys. George, like I said, I ain't got no passes, daddy. I ain't got no passes. But you ain't gonna do that shit in front of me unless you my mans. If me and you cool, we tight, you've been in my house, met the kids, family, met you, we kicking it.
So today, like, I take you to the skate park as a friend, right? Yeah. So I want to show you where I'm at. And you see this guy like, fuck you niggas. Yeah. You ain't got shit on this. Suck my dick, nigga. Yeah. And then you're like,
No, I'm a rap
dude. Yo, that dude is crazy,
bro. I'm from that cloth. I'm not no gangster. But
what do you tell him? Hey dude. It is Kwanzaa week.
No, I'm going to say, what niggas you talking about?
Yeah.
Who, where he at?
What if he's like that bitch ass nigga right there?
He talking about me or somebody behind him?
The guy behind him.
Oh, I'm going to look at him and say, yeah, he might be a bitch ass nigga, but he ain't no nigga. I'm the only nigga in front of you. What's up?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What's up? Yeah, so yeah, I ain't fuck no.
I'm a firm believer of like, yo, that's your word. That the black people, they get that shit.
Right.
You know, like if you're Hispanic, like you can say that shit all day, but you know, say primo, say whatever in your
right. Life. But you know, it's part of life nowadays. We went from slavery to, you know, nowadays anybody say the fuck they want.
It's so accepted. And, it's
yeah, but I feel like too, a lot of people are they tend to air it. You know what I mean? You can't say certain things because I'm not gonna lie. We grew up in
I get cringe. When I was at those schools, I would just be cringing. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You're not a.
So you remember back in the day, everybody say no. Faggot or, you know, faggy.
Yeah.
And it's not saying nothing against the gay people.
But I'm sure the gay guy could get away with, like, what's up, faggot?
Yeah,
like,
but if we say...
Because you're a faggot.
It's almost the same thing.
Like, I suck dick, bitch. I put in my work. Right. I fuck my dick.
And my mom should call me a goddamn faggot. Like, she'd be like, you're a faggot. You don't go in the basement. The basement's scary as shit, my nigga. Like, the basement's scary to this day. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? I don't want to go there right now. I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
She'd be like, you're a chicken shit faggot. Like, so... But it's not that. It's whatever you do in your own household. Just don't put that on the people, yo. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because if it's black people around, that Mexican will get his ass beat.
He will.
Beat all the way down.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, he's calling every dude a fucking nigga, and he's Mexican as fuck, and they're all Mexican.
Ain't nobody say wetback.
Yeah, I'm like, why can't you call him what, say what it is?
Man, come on, wetbacks.
Like, fuck your bitch ass. And I literally just watched, you know, like, such bullshit.
Right.
Like, right. Everyone was like, oh, you know, like nothing was going to happen.
Right, right.
Like, I wanted to punch him and fucking, you know, say something.
You
should
punch him, yo. You should punch him. Say, Tron, boom. Just hit him.
Yeah, like, I got a black friend. Stop with that shit.
You ain't got no friend. You got a brother.
I'm yeah, mad, I got so. Some brothers, you're man. Mad. Stop. You're, mad. You're offending my peoples,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah.
But and dude, so here's my next question for you, bro, is, sure. You know, coming from like a, you know, we're both like, we're minority as fuck.
We are
in the spectrum of white people. We are clearly, you know, black. I'm clearly Chinese.
Right.
Now, what's your take on a ignorant American dude who's, let's just say, he's white,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to throw around some racial black shit, mm-hmm. or racial Asian shit?
I like this one.
Or racial Mexican shit,
mm-hmm.
and he's a privileged white person. Is that like an extra offense to you, or no, do you feel like
no? The truth of the matter is this: their time is numbered.
like we're
their time is numbered.
It is numbered.
Hear me out. The white man is about to be obsolete. you feel me? Everybody mixing babies, mixing people up, and all that shit. The white man not going to exist no more. See, the white man, their biggest focus was that they found America with Christopher Columbus, which was a fucking lie.
Right. It was
he went to the Bahamas. He never even made it to Florida. Florida only fucking 17 miles away.
Right.
Ocean wise. He never made it there. But they live off that glory. And now it's been obsolete. So the white man is
The white man is doomed.
Shit is real. Better get with the program.
And what's crazy too now is if you think about like every other day you're hearing about a tweet and shit.
Yeah.
Bro's dad.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny, you're yeah. out.
You out. You ain't funny. We don't fuck with you. You're you ain't out. Funny. You lucked up. So at the end of the day, they know what it is.
But I kind of, in a way, I think that is the proper way to go.
What? Rant?
Well, it's like this. I grew up with no labels, mm-hmm. okay? At one point, I mean, yeah, there was some funny shit going on in my group of friends, mm-hmm. because we did have different cultural.
Yeah.
But I can remember the guy who came in and brought the racism in.
Yeah.
Like, he went in and dogged on this dude for being mm-hmm. Arabian. Mm-hmm. He's like, you praying to eight-headed God and mm-hmm. shit. Like, mm-hmm. that shit. And so we all laughed at that.
Right. It was funny.
So he brought... like hatred, racism into yeah. the group, which was funny.
Right.
So my whole life, I thought it was funny to say like camel jockey.
Yeah.
You know, fucking yeah. turp towel head.
Desert niggas. Yeah, I get it.
But before that, it was like we never had a label. We right. were just all part of this thing where we all skated.
Right, right,
you know,
right,
all that.
Right.
It was right. either you were whack or right. you were. And then I realized something happened, bro, where labels... in a way, is what causes so much
confliction.
Like, what if there was no labels? What if there was no Mexicans? There was no one to hate.
If it wasn't no one to hate, no labels, it wouldn't be a government.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it.
But because
even in the politicians, you got red and blue.
Right.
But they can sit up here and say, you got these thugs, they Bloods and Crips, they doing this, doing that. Politicians are the biggest fucking gangsters on the planet.
Yeah.
And they get paid to just walk by the law. So at the end of the day, who is who to judge anybody?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. But it's just so, the people, the position of power. Right.
See, real people will last forever. Fake motherfuckers last a few minutes. Now, if me and you grew up together, and you grew up in Baltimore, I had a white friend in Baltimore, a homie, and... we didn't even consider him his wife. He was just Scott.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Just Scott.
That's how I see my friends.
Yeah. But nowadays, the world is so twisted and so fucked up. Now everybody got a title. Yo, Tron. Who? No. The black dude, the darkest one in the room. Oh, I know Tron. And that's fucked up. Because my personality, your personality, you should already know who the fuck we are.
Yeah.
But now I gotta be the darkest person in the room, even though I know I'm the darkest person in the room.
Yeah.
And fuck that, I still got my spotlight shining on me. Fuck they talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but it is what it is. But that's where we at right now as people. Because we all fucked up. My kids ain't racist.
Yeah.
My kids...
Actually, this new millennial generation actually is probably... I don't know if they grew up with that... They don't grow up with that racism. They're very sensitive.
Oh, they're good. They're good. Look.
They're a lot more good than we were.
I talk shit in my house. I say nigga all through my house to my kid. Everybody. That's my house.
Yeah.
My kid, my son, my daughter, they ain't... What? They daddy a black man, they black. You know what I'm saying?
So your kids are half black, half Mexican, half white, right?
Half Cherokee Indian.
Okay.
So my mom is Cherokee Indian.
Yeah. And mixing
that. Yeah. Yeah. So my kids is just that. But I grew up. I'm strong. You know what I mean? My kid, I call my son, nigga, get the fuck over here. That's what I say. Get the fuck over here, nigga. With your light-skinned ass. I talk to him like that. But that's not saying that he's going to be different than nobody else. My kid's going to be leveled down. They know what it is because I've been through this.
Yeah.
I was the darkest motherfucker in the room forever. And guess what? I still embrace my darkness.
Yeah.
I tell every dark-skinned girl, hey, let's make purple, baby.
I used to be fucking so ashamed of being Chinese because I lived in a white area. So I went to friends' houses. Yeah. The mom made meatloaf.
Yeah. Fire
them. And I remember one of the most fucking worst, like, now that my mom's gone, I always think about, like, God, the worst things I ever did.
God rest his soul, man.
One of them was coming home and complaining.
Yeah, yeah.
That there was no mac and cheese.
For real?
Why are we eating duck?
Let's eat meatloaf.
And now that I'm like a 37-year-old man who's been around the world, I've eaten every fucking piece of meatloaf.
Right.
Like the shit. I like the Asian shit the best.
But mom, you know your mom. She's smiling, dog. She's smiling on you.
It's like I love culture.
Yeah,
I love the fact that
what
people don't get is the culture is dope because having these mixes, you get exposed to four different fucking worlds.
Everything, dude.
You may even get the fucking the past. You know what I mean? You get so many different. Spectrums and it makes you more.
Let me tell you something, human. George. Let me tell you something. Check this out. So, if you get a fever, right? Your fever like 107, it's high, 110, 120. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
What you going to do?
You go to the hospital, right? Or you take medicine?
Mm. My mom put this into my family. Well, she did this to me forever. This is a Cherokee Indian side of them. They take potatoes, slice them up, put two around your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Three around your forehead, two around your ankles, and a few around your stomach. Tie it up, rip a t-shirt up, put them on, go to sleep. You wake up, the potatoes are baked. Straight black, fried. They take your fever from you. You waking up like, oh shit, I feel good.
Really?
I'm telling you some G shit, my nigga.
Like you're baking potatoes with your body and shit?
Because your fever, it gotta breathe. It gotta go.
Damn, I didn't even know about that.
I put the world down with some shit. That's some Indian shit though.
Dope, yo.
Come on, dog.
Baked potato.
No, you a regular potato.
Yeah.
Slice it.
Do you eat the potato? Put it,
when you no. Up? Fuck, don't eat the potato. Fuck. Don't eat the fucking potato.
Think about this.
You put a slice, tie it up. Slice, stomach, ankles. Then it's part of your skin. Boom. When you wake up, the potato is burnt, darker than me. That's dark.
Damn.
You're waking up, you walking like a champ.
And you feeling good?
You walking like a champ.
Damn.
Your shit was already 127. You walking like a champ.
That's some holistic shit right
there. No, it's life. Because a potato is an organism.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you think about all these, like one of my friends, man, he's had a lot of problems with like root canals, but he's like a vegan.
Yeah.
No
sugar type of guy.
But flat earth guy, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's like on some next level life shit.
Yeah.
And he recently told me like he had spent all this money as a kid getting root canals, but those were the things that ultimately caused him to be like sick.
Yeah, yeah.
So now he's paying all this money to holistically take out all this damage that was supposed to heal him, which was the cause of all the bad shit in the first place.
Right.
Which is sad to think, dude. Like, just how unknowledgeable people are.
We are. We very unknowledgeable.
Like, we don't know anything. Yeah. That's and then we end up with cancer. Like, my mom died of cancer, and it's like, yo, what could she have done to have avoided that? I guarantee, like, if my mom just ate vegetables and drink, like, I don't think she'd ever get cancer.
You know what?
I think her shit came from fucking instant noodles and chips.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. The bullshit. The processed foods.
All that shit processed for so foods, long. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then she had stress levels like motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we all go through shit like that. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, Martin Day, the things that God gave us on this planet, I don't give a fuck who you believe in. Who's your God? My God got gold teeth, dreadlocks, tattoos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My God is my God.
You got a God. Yeah, I got a God, too. I talked to somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that dude answers.
Yeah. So, but I'm telling you, to solve the problem, you got to just go to the earth. It's the plant-based. It's the, I mean, and I eat pork and all that shit sometimes from time to time. But literally, it's the potatoes. It's the natural shit that God gave us. The greatest thing God ever gave us was the sun. The sun breathes life. So anything that is raised up or built through this fucking.
So you fuck with a lot of vegetables and shit?
I love vegetables. Yeah. I love mushrooms, all that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I eat all that shit.
I'm all about
that. I'm a salad guy. I eat a salad every day for the rest of my life.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
I eat a salad rest of my life.
There was a day and age you scared to have a salad. Man. I'll eat a salad in front of a dude like I'm a Korean barbecue.
The biggest mammal eat fucking. The biggest mammal don't eat. Meat.
Yeah. Like, right?
Come on, man.
A cow doesn't even eat meat.
Wake up. Whales don't eat meat. That's the biggest mammal.
The only thing I feel as if meat is made is, okay, it tastes good as fuck, but it's there because of fucking money and business.
Real shit. If you can't hunt it yourself and make it, it shouldn't be in your body. That's facts. You can't just kill a cow and make a burger.
But we can get fucking leaves and shit, make a salad.
You can do that. You can eat berries, strawberries, you know, whatever.
You know, I'm glad we touched on this because, you know, I go back and forth in my diet. And I always just kind of gravitate towards, like, vegetables.
Yeah.
And no meat. Like, yeah. I eat meat because it's good and I got to sometimes.
Right. Well, I love meat. I can't
say no to ribs.
I'm a meat guy. I eat meat.
But you're a conscious eater.
Yeah, I'm a conscious eater. I try to, you know, I look at shit like that shit might give me cancer. I'm fucked up in the mind, yo.
But I do that same.
I'm fucked up in the mind.
I'll put that curly fry in my mouth anyway.
Like, what's that little black dot on it? I scratch it off and shit. Excuse me. But yeah, I'm that type of guy. So, but what they say is you are what you eat. And I'm not preaching no vegan shit, no vegetable shit. Whatever you are, you are. But just portion your stuff.
Yeah.
Don't just overdo it. Don't just go to McDonald's because the burger 99 cents. Don't do that.
Don't do that. That's the easiest way to die.
Yeah, just get the apple pie. Just keep it moving. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's still bullshit, but it's still apple pie. It's still real apples inside the crust. But you know what I mean? But
just get coffee.
Dude. Yeah, yeah. But just don't fucking overdo your life, because when you overdo your life, you lose your life.
And I think that's why it's important to be physically active.
Yeah, be
because if you're physically active, like, essentially what you're putting in, you're just burning off.
Right.
But if you're not active and you just are just sitting there on your New Year resolutions, like, I'm going to get in the gym.
I'm going to change my life.
You're just stacking chemicals, bro, and that's going – no, you're not burning it off.
Right.
At least if you're active, you're going to the gym, you're doing something to get rid of whatever that bullshit is in the first place. You're kind of good.
I tell you something. We drinking beer right now. We drinking Lagunitas. We had a little peach blonde ale, some other shit. I don't know.
We had Cavassier.
Cavassier. Us drinking beer. I'm not gonna eat no bread tonight.
Yeah,
I'm drinking my bread. I used to be on a beer show called Brothers and Brew. We traveled the world. I was a comedian on the show with all this shit. I got fat at one time.
Just from beer, or just
the beer.
But no food?
No, it was beer. We eating bread and...
All right, fuck the bread. Like, what if you just had beer? Could you still get that fat?
Depend on your exercise, your schedule. Are you working out?
Doesn't this impair shit? Like, you know, I always see those memes like, alcohol fucking ruins the protein synthesis.
It don't. It give you protein, but you got to be active, though.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of people that are active, like...
You got to be active.
Yeah, if you go, you drink a beer, like 10 beer or 20 beers,
and you just
skateboard... 30 miles in the morning, yeah, it's going to burn off.
Yeah, that's but what But if I'm
you're
saying.
Just going to your job, you sitting there, you on the desk and typing. Nah,
you're straight.
You got to work out. You got to do something. See, we athletes, so we think we different.
Yeah, that's what you. I feel you, and
it's to the point that we not even
bread.
Yeah, we not even. Yeah, bread is bullshit.
Bread's stupid, dude.
Fuck what all restaurants do? They give you bread first.
Yeah,
they get you full because they're not gonna give you a big portion of food.
That's why I fuck with this spot up the street, and what they do is you take veggies out of the refrigerator. They got the broth.
Yeah,
you just pay for the meat and vegetables, but yeah, they give you all the tools.
Yeah,
and they got unlimited rice.
Nice.
So I'm there eating like a big ass spinach soup, yeah, with some rice.
Yeah,
for $3.
I need to go.
And I'm serious. Like that shit is like, you know, I was like, I could live on this forever.
Yeah.
And I know I can because I need the fucking spinach.
You need a protein. Spinach is the shit, dog. I love spinach. I love spinach.
I love vegetables, dude.
Spinach, that shit. I love vegetables. That's my
shit. It's weird because I love being healthy. I love feeling good. But I love beer, bro.
I love beer, too. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I love beer. I love a buzz. You know, like, I love getting buzzed. I love smoking weed.
Yeah.
I love being lit, bro.
Yeah, and I love being lit. And I ain't gonna lie to
you. I mean, is there something wrong with me, bro?
No, I know. I get lit all the time.
Yeah.
I'm a Hennessy drinker. You come to my house. I got Hennessy all that crazy. Like, I love getting fucked up. I like nightcaps. For go say I take a drink.
How often do you drink?
I used to drink every day.
Mm-hmm.
But sociable drinker.
So now you do what? Weekends?
Yeah, I do probably like maybe 2 times a week. You know what I'm saying? I take a little shot before a show.
Do you get faded though, or do you just?
I haven't been faded in a minute.
I mean, when you take a shot before a show,
shot before a show, just get my legs loose.
I feel like you need to.
I think so too. But
I've done shit sober. I can do it.
Yeah.
But I like having a little.
Yeah. And I've done shows sober before too. And people's like, man, you killed it. I didn't feel that.
Yeah.
I feel what I want to feel.
I feel well. I feel better lit killing shows.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I don't know, it's like something about like a shot or a beer. Yeah, it will take a little more out of my
edge
soul.
Off. Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like without the beer,
right,
I'm trying too hard.
Right.
Like when I'm dead sober, bro, I feel like I can hear my jokes.
Yeah, you can hear your voice and you can see people like.
And then I'm analyzed, but when I'm a little lit, I'm in the moment, bro. Yeah. If this dude's got a zit in my head, there is no
way.
Should I say it?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you got a zit on your head. Pop it, you know? Like,
yeah.
And sometimes those chances is what makes your set funnier.
Right. It's fucking crazy, yo, but I think that too, you know what I mean? But I told my new management, no bullshit. 3 things keep away from me is alcohol before a show. I said that to him. I said alcohol before show.
So no, you're not doing alcohol before a show.
I'm not, yo. I want to go to.
Okay,
good. I gotta get there, yo. I gotta get there. Then I have to party afterwards. But no alcohol. Keep the bitches away from me.
Good for you.
All the bitches gotta go.
But you have your wife, so you're chilling.
My wife is the best thing ever happened to me.
You just don't want distractions.
I don't want distractions.
Do you feel like you have a primal instinct sometimes?
No, I don't. I don't have that urge to.
You
to,
lust for women? Like, I don't. Like, you're on stage, like, you get your concentration broke.
I don't. I got 20/20 vision. I like looking at chicks. I like looking at them. That's why I go to show clubs. I look at them.
Okay.
Damn, she's bad. But I keep it moving. Because what that bad girl going to do for me?
Nothing.
Fuck my life up.
Yep.
When you got a good life, you know somebody can fuck it up.
Oh, yeah.
You think different. You know what I'm saying?
Easily.
But if you single, and there's no knocking nobody, when you single and got money,
because
I was that. I was single with no money. And then I became this guy. So I've been both. And you see it differently now. And when you single with money or got, you know, whatever's, you literally, you gamble a lot. All right?
Okay.
But then when you find somebody that can fuck your slide up, fuck your situation up, and then when you marry, you don't want to gamble because you don't want nobody coming in your life and fucking that up. Because there's a lot of people envious of you. You might not think they follow you or might not. You might not think they
look
at you.
You know what's funny? Your biggest,
on your heels, dog.
Your biggest envious people, you would never know.
You'll never know.
It might even be like, because I've gotten like, okay, I told this on my last podcast.
Yeah.
I had Lexington Steel started to follow me.
Mm.
The world's biggest dick in porn.
Yeah, I know.
And
I don't know. Pause.
And and for a minute, I just was like, yeah, we all know this motherfucker, you know, like it, his dick has been through, like,
right.
So I'm just like, is this a robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, this has got to be a fucking bot. So at one point, this motherfucker goes, DMs me on a skate video. Mm-hmm. Yo, where's the spot at?
For real?
I'm like, yo, your leg's steel, homie. Like, your dick should tell you where it's at. And he's like, yo, I used to skate.
Yeah.
And he starts tagging his boys. And I'm just like. And after a while, I was like, oh, shit. Leg steel was a skater, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, we just see him as this big dick. Deep down, he wants to get his grind on.
Yeah, dreams too, though, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and I could imagine just being a skater and getting offered to do port and becoming like big weighing and shit.
Yeah,
you big weight, you speed Molly. And I just started the wait. You had you know porn star? Is it Jeremy Long?
No, I don't know Jeremy Long. I know I'm Tron Long. I'm Tron Long. I don't know Jeremy Long.
I actually have been involved with a bunch of. Like, one of these girls I grew up with, and it's funny because we went to high school and she liked me and made it like clear
known that she liked you.
She liked me, but she had problems.
Yeah,
but she had big tits and a fat ass, and she just seemed like a little ahead of the game.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she
you know,
was,
but I just at the
young
time,
adult. Yeah,
at the time, I can't do crazy. Yeah, you know? Like yeah. I could easily. Sleep with you, but it would just bring on too much drama, you know?
Right.
So I just didn't fuck with her like that. And then eventually, you know, imagine like 15 years passed.
She was doing all the movies.
Bro, I don't even check this out. I'm at work and I'm getting pinged on the messenger. I'm like, bro, do not send me links to my job.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you gotta just click this link. Nah, bro, click the link.
Yeah.
All right, text to my phone.
Yeah.
I go to the bathroom, and I just see this, like, double D, you know, like, you know, hella porn star looking. Got the double Ds, fake as fuck.
Yeah.
And she's up on a, she's hogtied, bro, on a. Like,
hogtied?
Yeah, she's coming down from the ceiling, and she's getting, like, like five BBCs and one Asian girl. She's
Asian?
Yeah, she's getting ravaged.
Yo, what's
bro.
Her name, bro? I gotta check that out.
Her name is.
I watch porn, yo.
Her name is.
Are you talking? We can talk at the cell.
Yeah, no we'll say later. Yeah. Well, so, anyways, I know the face.
Mm.
Bro, I dropped my keyboard. I was like, bro, what the fuck? Are you serious? Like, this bitch didn't start modeling. Yeah. Like, she didn't, like, take a few photos.
She was hogtied.
She went straight to fucking BBC gangbang.
Oh, my God.
I mean, hardcore shit. When you hear people doing porn, it's either amateur.
Yeah.
Oh, the video got leaked by the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Big deal. Yo, or,
yeah.
I mean, she's a solidified porn star, bro.
Yo, listen, I tell you my funny porn joke. So, I live in the ACL, and this porn star... I'm not gonna say the name, but she had over 5,000 flicks.
Okay.
Yo, listen. And some dudes left the club and they was like, bitch, fuck you, ho, you a porn star. Da, 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 da. And I didn't know her, but I got in front of her, pushed her back. I was like, yo, stop talking that bullshit. You don't know this girl, man. She a good girl, da da da. Man, dude about to fight. Police came, broke it up. She started liking me or whatever. Literally. I found out who she was that night when I went home. I looked it up. I'm like, holy shit. She one of the biggest porn stars of that time.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, dog.
It's a crazy feeling, right?
So she liked me. She wrote me I'm in her book. I'm in her book to this day. But literally, no sex. I called her one day. I was like, yo, so what's up?
No sex? You didn't fuck her?
No, I didn't fuck her. When I seen how many people she fucked, I was like, nah, my dick ain't that big. So I left her alone. But, Yo, look.
Jesus.
So real talk, I called her like 10 o'clock. I was like, yo, would you come out? It's too late for me to come out. I'm saying, well, bitch, you a porn star. I ain't no fucking hours on you. You know what I mean? And I gave up on the bitch. You know what I mean? But yeah, she cool though.
So this same porn star, right? The one in the videos. She ended up how most porn stars end up?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Drugged out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. So now, like, I'm over the whole porn phase. Like, I got used to her tits. Like, there's no novelty for me anymore.
Right.
So now we're, like, growing up shit.
Right.
Every year or so, she has to call me in a desperate attempt. Either, like, she's going to get killed or the mom. What? Like, she's got, like, bad situations.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you calling your childhood crush to rescue from this shit? Like, it's weird, bro.
Yeah.
And a few times I just couldn't help you. I can't help a person who can't help themselves.
Right, right.
Because it's like the boy who cried wolf.
Right.
Because the first time I got tricked.
Right.
Like, my whole thing was like, oh, I'm going home with the porn star. I did not go home with that same girl I saw on the video.
Yeah, that's
cool. I went home with the fucking tweaker.
Yeah.
Who kept flat, you know, turning the lights on and off. Fucking she broke my shelf.
Right.
She drank every single thing of alcohol in my house, including the isopropyl alcohol. I mean, a real alcoholic.
Yeah.
This bitch is in there sipping NyQuil.
For real?
Yeah, she's trying to get fucking drunk. Off anything.
My God, dude.
So I'm like, yo, I know we got history, but yo, I'm cool. I can't do this.
Yeah.
So she starts saying, like, please. I'm like, I can't. I got a plane to go tomorrow.
Right.
She's like, I'll fuck your brains out.
Mm.
So I'm like, all right, let's just get it over with. You know, right? So, anyways, like, it's just like, it was weird because it was just sad to see. Someone you knew that was so pure and so good, but just you kind of tell that there was a loose screw in there.
Right.
And how they just ended up just in porn.
They fainted.
Abused.
For
thrown the fuck out. Now you're a recovering meth addict. Your family's throwing you out every other week. And it's just kind of sad.
Fainting for something that you can never get.
It's so sad, bro. Yeah, it's like, damn. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, there's millions of fucking guys out there, users and shit, like, jacking off to
this girl. They got money, though.
But they don't know the truth.
Yeah.
The behind-the-scenes shit is
that's what I was telling you about the Men in Republic shit before we went live. Some beautiful women over there, man. But they just searching for the wrong things, man. 20 pesos, you can fuck anything you want. That's 20. That's not even $20.
That's so crazy, man. Just like,
that shit scared me. I don't like that. I like a challenge.
I was never the guy who suggested the strip club. But you know those guys when you're hanging out with your boys?
Yeah.
And there's that one fucking horny
guy. Gotta keep going back and back at lap dances. Come on, bro.
Yeah, he's keeping you guys there for too long.
Right.
He thinks the girl's in love with him. He lies, says that she sucked his dick.
Right.
She did suck your dick, bro.
Right. He did not.
He spent $500.
She did not. I mean,
I had guys like that. Oh, she sucked, bro. We were fucked. No, nothing happened, dude.
Nothing.
This is a professional.
This camera's back there.
Nothing happened. But anyways, I was surrounded by those guys that were just unfortunate to not ever have game.
Right.
And so it's always like, yo, let's go to a fucking war. I'm not fucking prostitutes with you, bro. It's Monday. Like, let's go have dinner. Like, why are you so horny,
right,
man?
And where you at as a person to worry about prostitution? Just be that slick guy. Every guy can be a slick guy.
You don't even have to look good, bro. Right. Most comedians look like shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Tracy Morgan fucking beautiful?
I dress nice. I'm a handsome guy, I think. Yeah,
I think there are certain people that are handsome and shit, and you own up to it. But listen, it's also confidence.
Yeah, it's confidence. How you walk.
Bro, like, you're actually not a bad-looking guy. Maybe cut your hair, took your glasses off and shit.
Right.
Go to the gym, get some muscles. I mean, bro, like, girls care about appearance, too.
Yeah, they do. But they definitely care about the dick size and the money.
Yeah, that's a huge thing.
If your money bigger than your dick, you good. But if your dick bigger than your money, you still good. But, you know what I mean? Like, if it's just, you know, 4 inches and $4,000 a month, you might be bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's fucked up, but it's life. It's life.
So, okay, what's your opinion on this? Like, okay, like,
yeah.
Love?
Mm-hmm.
Or, do you believe in true love if the circumstances are not, like, there? Like, do you believe that, in the worst case scenario, two people could be in love?
Mm-hmm. But one got a different situation?
Yeah, there we go, yeah. Love, or do you feel like love conquers all, or that's bullshit?
No, love is real. Love is real. Love is real. But, you know, if that other person, it could be you or a significant other, got a situation that might overpower the love
right
that you have with that person. And we as people all get caught up in that situation. We all been, well, I've been there. And other people I know been there, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, when you're dealing with somebody that have children or have a different situation or living situation, now you got to be children, living situations, it can be difficult for you to, you know, manifest a relationship out of that situation, you know?
Right.
Because of the situations. Yeah. I think so. I've been through that. I was dating a girl at one point. She had, you know, several kids. She had 4 kids, and she was a beautiful girl. And, you know, I took her to my family house. We was going to go to Atlanta, Georgia. My family, you know, they on my heels. Like, no, don't take her with you. You can't grow with this girl. She already got 4 kids. You don't be another baby daddy. Da 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 da. I still took her. And it didn't work in 3 weeks. And it happened like that because at the end of the day, I really wanted my own family. And I'm blessed to have my own family and my own wife. And, you know, my wife probably, you know, did her thing. And I definitely did my thing. But mm-hmm. we got our children together and we together. You know what I mean?
And there's no other children.
There's no other children. Yeah. If it is, hey.
That must feel good. Like it's your shit.
Oh, yeah. It's me. It's on me. It's on me. My son bad as shit like I was. Mm-hmm. My daughter smiles just like I do, and my wife get on my motherfucking nerves. It's mine. It's all mine. You know what I'm saying?
You feel like as a man, you got to that next the level. Like
you know what? You know what? I never thought of that that way, but I think so. I got to that level. I got to a different level in life. It made me think different. Made me move different. You know, now having a daughter, and I don't want nobody to date nobody. I want my daughter to date anybody less than me. So now I got set a standard. So
you're going to come down hard on her with, like, who she comes home with? Like, let's say she brought someone you didn't like, but you knew she loved him. Would you stop that right there if he didn't have shit going on?
You know what? I always had ambition. Ambition don't pay bills. I always had dreams and goals that don't pay bills. A hard worker pay bills. So I can't say because I'm not in that position yet. So I can't really say about that. But my mom never held me back from being, you got hoop dream. You going to the NBA. My dad never did that. And I had people chanting my names in state schools and all that shit. But I never, you know, my family different. My family believed in my dream. My dream was to go to the NBA. But my mom said I was should be a
you
comedian.
Know what team you wanted to be on and shit?
Yeah, Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you like did you be a big fan of?
Yeah, I'm still to this day. Dallas Mavericks, who? Jason Kidd, Jason Jamal Mashburn.
Oh, that whole setup.
That whole era, yeah.
Dirk.
Dirk, yeah, definitely Dirk. And now Lucas, you know, he the shit though.
Is the Mavericks, are they still contenders?
Oh, we still shit. We number 5 in the league.
But we're having the playoffs right now, right?
No, we're not playing. We're nowhere near the playoffs. It's no, still it's football season.
No, but right now we have the NBA playoffs, right? I saw
NFL that. NFL playoffs coming up next week.
I thought the NBA playoffs.
NFL playoffs.
No, but where the fuck's the finals at? It's NBA playoffs.
So
right
it's still now. It's still football season. Football season. Then you got NBA.
But NBA is going on right now.
Yeah, they're playing games. Yeah, they're playing like.
I think right now I saw.
No, it's no finals. Listen, I did.
No finals. I know there's a playoff.
Listen, it's no playoffs.
There is. It's.
It's no playoffs.
No, look it up. Look it up. It's the fucking. Oh.
How is that possible when it's NFL playing right now?
It's
this
weird.
This is football season. Right, basketball season starts February.
Let's look it up. NBA. Yeah. NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, bro. I saw it today.
Nah, you ain't see it.
All right, NBA playoffs 2019.
You ain't see it,
bruh. Here it is, game 1.
No, it's that's not real.
NBA 2019.
That's not real. That's we in regular season basketball. I've been doing this basketball shit forever.
2019 NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
What teams are in the NBA playoffs 2019?
Nobody, because it's not the playoffs yet. They got like 20 more games.
April 13th to June 13th. What?
Got 20 more games.
I'm so confused, bro.
Yeah, you fucked up. It's the NFL playoffs.
Really?
It's the wild cards. Yes,
NFL. I thought it was like...
No, basketball season is a different season.
Really?
Every sport got different seasons.
Bro, here it is. Wait.
That's not it. That's not it.
That was last year. They're just... Okay.
Regular season, yeah.
It's regular season.
I do this shit.
Damn, what the fuck did I
say? You know, I coach high school basketball.
I'm tripping,
sponsored by Adidas. Yeah.
So, okay.
It's like Fosse fucking with you right now. It's
No, yeah. No. This morning I saw.
I know you did.
But it could be NBA classics and shit.
No, you probably see some old shit. But it's football. We go into the playoffs in football.
So who's in the playoffs? And
the Eagles are Bird Gang. You know
they're back.
Yeah, we back.
And
but there's a couple. There's a lot of teams.
Homies were telling me Baltimore is where it's at right now.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's they number one. Baltimore Ravens number one right now. They're gonna win the Super Bowl.
Are you a Ravens fan? Obviously not. Why? Why aren't you a fucking fan of Baltimore?
The Eagles on, baby.
It was because he saw the movie Invincible with Mark Wahlberg?
No. And back to the cheesesteak shit. Baltimore got the best shrimp cheesesteaks on the planet.
I've never had a cheesesteak in Baltimore.
Never?
Shrimp cheesesteak. But see, it's not a Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak, okay, but Baltimore cheesesteak is fire.
Damn, shrimp cheesesteak.
When you come to my house, I'll make one for you.
I want a crab cake, bro.
I got you, bro. I got the crab meat in my house.
I'm so interested. Taste your crab cake.
I got you.
So you got those Maryland recipes unlocked. I want to see it, bro.
Tell nobody.
You got the little crabs and shit with the little hammer?
I do it, bro. No, you got to do that. That's eating real crab. I bite. We don't do all that shit, but come to my house. I got you.
Let's do it. We're going to go on Tron's podcast.
The
crab cake podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should call your shit like crab cakes and comedians and shit.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Crab cakes and comedians.
We're gonna put this whole thing together, man. I got some, you know, some investors, people, you know what I mean? We're gonna make it happen.
What do you got going on right now?
Right now,
you got a website, you got shows.
Oh yeah. So right now I got I'm reading for HBO Jump.
Okay. That's what's good. For
a TV show. I got the part, so we doing that right now.
You're on a show right now, like low key, like.
Well, we reading right now. We filming in four more weeks. We film.
Damn.
So yeah, I just had a little Saturday. We had a read through, and then last night we did this shit on this app. It's like everybody on the fucking app. We read through again, and then it's go time. You know what I mean?
So yeah. So when's this show gonna premiere?
I don't know. I'm just an act. I got picked up. I got a good part. The writers wrote the part for me because they met me before.
Nice.
They like my energy. They just said.
You got some shows and shit coming up too?
Shows coming up. Right now, my shows are more on the East Coast. February, I'll be in Baltimore.
Nice.
Philly. I'm doing all East Coast shows coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any like dates or clubs or?
February the 6th, 7th, 8th. Three shows back to back like that. You know,
you got a website. You can follow you on Tron.
No, I just Instagram, Facebook.
What, Tron 107?
Tron Jones or Tron 1707?
Tron 107. Right, what is it? At Tron?
1707 or Tron Jones.
Yeah. 1707 with Hell Tron motherfucking Jones.
Motherfucking Jones.
And yeah, man. Look out for my dude. He is a great guy. You'll probably see us on a bunch of more shows together.
Hell yeah.
But in the meantime, we got to finish the rest of this IPA and get the step. But I just want to thank you so much, my dude, for coming through.
I appreciate the love, big dog.
And we're going to take you guys out to, let's see what we got here. We got, let me find a little gem that we can. All right.
Yeah. I know it's kind of cold. Bust a rhyme. When you last inside, you should have known better. Play yourself a dark corner. Brother, you know you're wrong. Come on, can't stop, won't stop. Rocking for you to die. Rep the street and Johnny Cochran for you. Then I got a stink gun cocking for you. 21 legal gun shots. Popping for you. Then I blow tones, will force the cyclones. It's on every time I catch a Ron Jones. Thugs, drop boots and hoops with rhinestones. Got the key to the city, yeah. Run the crowd zone now. Come on, take something, shake something, break something, stop, close your shop. You
they ain't saying nothing. Be frontin' and know that they ain't really weighing nothing better. Stop for we and really
get to spread some.
What up, duck? What up, street? What up, stack riches?
No doubt.
We got the block lock. Take another route.
What up?
It's flip mode. Better stay up in your house.
What up?
Don't this hit make my people wanna
jump?
Don't this hit make my people wanna jump? Don't this hit make my people wanna
jump?
Don't this hit make my people wanna
jump?
Don't this hit make my people wanna
act the fool? You better watch out. Be bringing the cops.